are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Hi, I'm Gary, and I'm a United States Navy CBE veteran, and I am blind. We'd love to have you join our family at the BVA. That's the Blinded Veterans Association. Join us today at the Blinded Veterans Association. Go to BVA.org. That's BVA.org.
As a professional musician, Lachie stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachie, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studio, live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're back. We are back with the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show, live from Orlando, Florida. This is your host, Michael. And we have a second hour of great news today. I got to tell you something else right now. The phone number calling is 407-894-1680, but I got to tell you a story. I think you'll think it's funny. It happened to me, a true story.
can't be in the mix because this is really funny, but I should be in the mix. When I was staying at my grandparents, and at 16, you can drive. So I went to my grandparents' house, which I do every summer and all the holidays, and they let me use the car when I was 16. So I got a date, and we went to the drive-in movies. And when we left the drive-in movies, I forgot something. You know the speaker in the windows? I left with the speaker. And the window got knocked out and smashed. And I knocked the window out.
That was a heater, too, wasn't it?
Speaker in those days.
Yeah, but we also had heaters in the window.
Well, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
That I don't remember the heater.
Yeah, the driver had heaters in
the window. Well, I only took the speaker with me. So what happened was I got home, I got rid of the speaker. And I left the car on purpose, not in the driveway. I put it in the street. Now, they had a cul-de-sac street with very few cars coming down. So I went in the house. I purposely left the car in by the curb and went in the house. The next day, my grandparents came out, and my grandmother saw the window. She said, oh, my. And I went over there. I said, oh, Grandma, look at the window. Oh, my, what did someone do? And my grandmother said, may she rest in peace. I can't believe none of the neighbors didn't come in and tell us that they smashed our window. I said, I can't believe it either, Grandma.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
She never knew that I did it.
Oh, my God. Anyway, on a more serious note, I just want to give a quick shout out that we just found out that Sherry's son, Rhett, she would like you to give positive prayers of positive thoughts because he probably has COVID. And he will be tested in the morning. So let's pray that he doesn't have COVID. And if he does, he gets well very soon. And on that.
Yeah, that no, most people, you know, we know a lot of people getting COVID-19 that have shots and booster shots, but they're still getting it.
Yes.
Thank God. But you don't get really sick when you get, once you had the shots and the booster shots, if you're older, thank God you still don't get
the flu with a cold.
Exactly. My brother got it, sister-in-law got it. Well, and other people we know got it.
So I just wanted,
and they all, thank God, never went to the hospital. They just got colds and coughs.
I just wanted to remind everybody that it, if you don't know, it's in the news, but you can get more of the free at-home COVID-19 tests. And all you do is go to COVID.gov/tests, and that's it. And it goes right to the page. You click on it, and then they ask for your address, and you're good to go. And if you need help placing an order for your at-home test, you can call 1-800-232-0233. That's 1-800-232-0233. Or feel free to just go to COVID.gov/tests, and they're going to send you the third round of free at-home tests. So you might as well do it. You never know.
So, Charles.
Yes.
What you been up to these days?
Well, I haven't been doing much. Did a little work in the yard. Went fishing. And caught a few fish. They were good to eat.
So tell me this. A blind person fishing.
Did you clean them?
Yes.
No kidding.
A blind person fishing. How do you know when you caught a fish if you're blind?
You feel it when you reel it in.
If I give you my late wife's answer, which is one jerk at one end of the line waiting on the jerk at the other end.
That was Dawn. That's funny. Our daughter's been, she's been fishing so much.
She's sighted, though. She's sighted.
No, I know, but just talking about fishing in general. Where'd you go fishing this time?
Jacksonville.
Oh, okay. What, on a pier? Or he went on a boat?
Yes, on a pier.
I figured,
By Jacksonville Beach.
Okay.
There's a out there.
Yeah.
There's a group in Naples. They do fishing all the time
so
in Naples, Florida.
So that's what Dawn said. One jerk on the each end of the line.
Yep.
That
one
is funny.
Waiting on a jerk at the other end.
Oh, my God. That is so funny. Oh, my goodness. You're going to do your trivia real fast?
Can we do it before the break?
Yeah, about 5 minutes, and he's not on yet.
Okay, here's a trivia for you, folks. 407? 844-6090. Who is singing this song? This was a huge song. Who's singing it? Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? This is a big song. Let me hear who's singing this song. Chris,
okay.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here. I was on the phone line. I have John from Clint, Indiana on the phone line who wants to talk about his grandfather.
Okay.
Then hold the song up.
Do
don't
do
it.
After our guest. Do the song later.
Let's hear from John. Put him in the mix.
Our good friend, John from Clinton, Indiana. John,
we'll
how you
doing?
We'll
do the trivia later. We'll do the trivia later.
Okay. Hey, John, you
Let's
there?
Hear from John.
How you doing there? Michael, Lynn, Charles.
Hi, John.
Hi, John.
Hello.
How you doing? Everybody
hey,
doing
John.
Okay? That's good.
Yep.
Let's listen to you.
Yeah, I got a grandpa and grandma story. My favorite grandma and grandpa. Well, when I was growing up, we used to go over to my grandma and grandpa's, my mom or my dad's mother and father, and she used to make great big giant sugar cookies. And every time we'd go over there, we'd get into the jar and get a big old sugar cookie. Then we'd take it out and sit on the front porch with my grandpa, and he was sitting there talking, and he'd reach up around my ear. Next thing I knew, there was a nickel in his hand. He said, "Well, you got nickels growing out of your ears, boy." And I said, "You got to be kidding."
That's
me.
Funny.
And he'd give me that nickel, and so since I've had grandkids, I've had a granddaughter, an older granddaughter now, and a grandson. I did that to them, and the prices went up to a quarter when I was doing it for them. the granddaughter
Inflation.
Now is 30 years old, and my grandson.
Put you in the mix.
And my,
he's now in the mix. John, you're in the mix.
I got two grandkids.
Thank you for calling in, John. Appreciate
it. To them, and they're only 11 and 9. And I did that to them, but that I hope that they will remember old Grandpa pulling quarters out of their ears when they was four or five years old. I had a good time with
them.
I really
that.
Enjoyed that.
That's
but,
adorable.
But anyway, that's the way it is.
Thank
so you.
You
guys have a
well,
good
thank
day
you for letting us
there,
know
and,
about your story. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, John.
Take care and have a
that's
good day.
That's John from
there.
Indiana.
Thank you.
You too, John. Stay well. Stay well and be well.
Bye.
Okay. It's time now to go to break, and we'll be right back. Don't go away. You listen to the Line of Beyond radio show. Be right back.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Hey,
Hey, listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. A good friend is someone who thinks you are a good egg, even though they know you're slightly cracked.
Don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We are definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope and wish you can do, 407-894-1680. You have something to say about your grandparents or grandchildren? Like to hear about it. We got some good folks right now. We have a good contest going on right now. Like to win a $25 gift card? Get in the mix. That's what this show is all about. Hope you enjoy this show or any other show. And by the way, if you missed any of the shows in the past, go to our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. It's all there. All over 300 of the shows. If you missed any, you can tune them in. What's your name? Big song. But here's a trivia now, right now. Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing it? Let me hear it. Charles?
Yeah.
Chris?
She comes on like a rose, but knows she'll get you in touch. You can look, but you better not touch. Poison.
Okay, that's enough. Who's singing that song? They had some big, big hits, and that's one of them. Who is singing that song? That was a crazy group, by the way. Crazy group. I've seen them a couple times in person. Met them. They're funny on stage and funny off the stage. They're real comedians, this group. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. What's the name of this group? Who's singing it? Big song. 407-894-1680. Does anybody know the name of this group?
Yep, sure do.
A lot of hits.
I know them all, Mike. I know them all. That's all I can tell you. Because ain't nothing like hearing the Fighting Temptations when the Temptations get together. They're a crazy group. So, yeah, I think the Temptations did a fantastic job on that song.
I had that group, too. They were in our show, Temptations.
Listen, we got a caller on the phone line. I'm just going to let this caller come on in because you know this voice. It's the doctor herself. Doc, you there?
Chris, I love you.
I know that voice.
Michael, I believe that is the Coasters, and
you are correct, Miss Sheila
good
Young.
Good music.
The Coasters.
Good music.
Let me ask you a question. You just won a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue. Uh-huh. But let me ask you a question before I give you. I might get another one. Can you name two of the songs they had hits with? Big songs. They had a lot of hits. Name one song that they had a big hit besides Poison Ivy.
Oh.
I'll give you a hint. Take out the papers and the trash.
Oh.
Don't talk back.
Yep, there it is. That's it. Yakety yak.
She didn't say yakety yak.
Yes, she did.
I didn't hear her say yakety yak.
Hearing checked.
Did you say yakety yak?
I didn't hear you either, and I have good hearing.
Did someone hear her say yakety yak?
Chris did.
Yep, she said yakety yak.
Well, okay. She just put another $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue. Two of them are coming your way. Sonny's Barbecue.
Enjoy it. Bye.
They had a third song called Charlie Brown. Okay. You know what? I want to hear that song. Chris,
Charlie Brown.
Put on Charlie Brown. See if you can find Charlie Brown. That's a funny song, too, besides Jackie the Egg. It's called Charlie Brown.
He's the clown.
That's right.
Yeah, that's it. That's
it's not
it
trivia.
Right there.
I want to hear Charlie Brown.
Can you find Charlie Brown?
Yeah, that's the Coasters.
Yeah, that's Charlie Brown from the TV series, right?
There you go.
I smell smoke in the auditorium. Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown. He's a clown. That Charlie Brown. He's gonna get gone. Just you wait and see.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
That's him on his knees. I know that's him. Getting 7-11 down in the boys' gym. Charlie Brown. Just you wait and see.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
That's Charlie Brown by the Coasters. They had some big hits. Yakety Yak, Charlie Brown, Poison Ivy.
Yeah, they were good. They were fun to listen to.
And they were crazy on stage. They were crazy on stage.
Because everybody was always picking on them.
There you go, Chris.
There was another group, two brothers. Who am I thinking of right now? See if anybody wants to know about this one. Two brothers that had some big hits. One was a monster hit. Two brothers. And they were tremendous on stage. Anybody know what I'm talking about?
The Isley Brothers.
Oh, that was going to be a trivia question.
I'm sorry.
You answered it before.
Out there.
Isley Brothers.
Oh, you said two, though.
What?
I said
two brothers.
They was all family. They was like the Jackson 5 part 2.
Isley Brothers.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, but I know what you're saying, but they
But they weren't all brothers. Two of them were brothers.
See, I thought you was talking about these brothers right here.
No.
I think. Yeah.
See, that's who I thought you were talking about.
No.
You know this one, Mike?
Ooh.
No, I don't know that one.
Hello, my love. I heard a kiss from you.
I don't know that one.
Okay. See, I thought you were talking about brother. That's the Brothers Johnson.
No, don't know it. So anybody calling up any more grandparents' stories or grandchildren stories?
Well, I, you...
407-894-1680. You have any stories you want to tell about your grandparents? May they rest in peace.
Well,
Maybe they're even alive.
I got a few.
I'm here.
All right. So I was real young, had no business, and I knew better. But I didn't know better. So I took my grandfather's truck. My grandfather had this, it was a stick shift. And, you know, sometimes if you push it out and if you forget to turn the engine, the ignition off properly, you know, these old trucks, they can just still move. Well, he had this old Blazer from back in the late 70s. And my grandmother had this, where it parked at, it parked in the backyard. But my grandmother had this little section that was carved out for her gardening. For her to, you know, raise watermelon, you know, lettuce, cabbage heads, and things like that of that caliber. I'm just playing in the truck thinking I'm a truck driver because I was watching one of my favorite TV shows, where, you know, they was racing. So I get in the truck, and I hit it out of shift, and it went, and it started moving, going back. So I called myself taking the key that I saw that was sitting in the truck, and I didn't know it was a extra key that he had just went and got. So I called myself cranking it up. I'm like, oh, okay, well, I can pull it back in place. That way I won't get in trouble. Yeah, I done backed all up into my grandmother's yard, and I done made a dirt pile trying to get the wheels to turn, and it wasn't going nowhere. And then when I finally got the wheels to turn, it dug up all her seeds and everything that she had planted in that little section right there. So you best believe they came outside and they saw, and they was like, what in the world happened? So I called myself hiding up underneath this bench that was in the back. Like, okay, they're not going to see me back here. I get back there. I'm hitting. They get in the truck. They're like, how this happened? And how I get running? My grandfather got in, just pulled it back up and put it back in place. And everybody going in the house. And they looking for me, and they can't find me. So I finally come out the truck thinking that everybody was inside. The dog was outside barking. And my grandmother came out the door. This boy is outside. He messing with this truck. He done messed up my guard. I've never seen my grandmother move so fast in her entire life. My grandmother was like the Flash that day. She moved from the side of the house to the back by the garage where this little yard was, and she beat the skin off of me. I ain't gonna say she beat the skin off me, but she told me up about her guard. So, you know, that was that for that. Then I go in the house.
That's a great story. That's like my show when I knocked down the house with the bulldozer.
Right, right.
Yeah, you're in my pals. That's it. You're in my group. How to destroy property.
Yeah, so
you're in my group. You're definitely in my group.
Yeah, so
in my group.
We had Rubbermaid cabbage that night.
Rubbermaid cabbage.
All right, who else wants to be in my group? The troublemakers. I call it the blind troublemakers.
The blind troublemakers? Yeah. I'm in that category. Yeah. See, Charles, you ain't in that category.
Well, the stealing a peach cobbler go for that?
Ooh, that might sound very intriguing.
I had to pick peaches for grandma to make for my grandmother to make a peach cobbler. Well,
yeah.
Two, and one was small, and one was in a big pan. The one that was in a pie kind of plate, I took it, went outside and ate the whole thing.
Wow. Wow.
I hid the pie plate by the steps. But you could see it. She come out. I had peach cobbler on my face because I just finished, and I hadn't had an opportunity to wash up. And she was like, "Do you know what happened to my peach cobbler?"
Mm-mm.
And I was like, "No, Grandma." And of course, she saw it on my face. And she said, "Are you sure that you haven't seen my peach cobbler?"
I could tell a funny story.
I got a good skin in that day.
Yeah.
I could tell a funny story, but most of the audience wouldn't get it, wouldn't even understand. I'll try to explain it, though. When I was a kid, this is other grandparents, my father's parents. They were religious Jewish people from the old school, very religious Jewish people. And Jewish people on Friday night and Saturday are not allowed, I repeat, not allowed, even to this day, religious Jewish people are not allowed to put on electricity. They can't turn a switch for electricity. So they're not allowed to put the lights on and definitely not allowed to put the television on. So when I was a little kid, my grandfather, may he rest in peace, he used to love boxing. And what happened was I came over to the house once. Well, many times, but that was one time. And Friday night, and I happened to put the television on, not thinking about Friday night. Anyway, I'm not religious, so I just turned the television on. And what happened was, it was on boxing, just like that. So my grandpa was very happy. He sat down and watched the boxing. My grandmother came in, and she was furious at my grandfather, furious. She started yelling at him. How could you put the television on? You know it's Shabbos. That's a Jewish word, Shabbos. You know it's Shabbos. How could you put the television on? So I said, Grandma, Grandpa didn't do it. I did. I put the television on. Well, she didn't say nothing to me. She turned around and walked out. She was so mad at my grandfather, screaming at him. And I said, no, I did it. I put the television on. But my grandfather, he was laughing. And then we turned around. We started watching the boxing. So we watched it for a couple hours, the boxing. And my grandfather, he wasn't allowed to touch it, but he could watch it. That's funny.
Wait, okay.
Most of you didn't get the story.
I got one more for you. I got one more for you then, all right? So I would eat up everything in the refrigerator. I would take any candy that was in the refrigerator in the discussion. So I'll come home after school, and I'm thinking like, okay, I want something sweet. I see this candy in the freezer, sitting in the freezer, and they look like Kit Kats. I ain't paid no attention to it. I just broke off one, ate one.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, this is a different type of dark chocolate. Okay, cool. I went back in the freezer and got another piece. And my grandmother came in and she was like, "Hey, what happened to my laxative that was in the freezer?" And I was like, "What a laxative! That stuff is gonna make you oop!" And all of a sudden, I'm in the bathroom. I ate two sticks of these laxatives that I thought was Kit Kat bars, and I learned my lesson about Kit Kat bars.
My mother had that too in the drawer, and I ate that extra. Yeah, remember that?
That's funny, Chris.
Yeah, so I stopped from that day forth. I hadn't really touched a Kit Kat bar.
You're talking about that. Okay. We're talking about candy now. Whether you're sighted or whether you're blind. I hear. Whether you're sighted or whether you're blind. We're talking about this candy. Can you name me two candies that you liked when you were a kid that you loved? Now, that's very simple. Name me two candies. I'm thinking of two candies. You have to think about what I'm thinking about to get the prize. What candy am I thinking about? The first initial starts with J, J. That's the first candy. The second one that I liked was R. These are two boxes of candy. One was a J, and the second one was an R. Okay. The second one's all about chocolate. But what was inside? What was the name of the candy? So can you name the two candies I'm thinking about?
Oh, come on, Mike.
Think about it.
That's too easy, Mike.
Yeah, well, let me hear. You can win a prize. Starts with a J. Big candy. Lot of candy.
Well,
that was my favorite candy in the movies.
You got me with the J. I think I know what the J is. I think I know what the J is, but
and the R. J and the R.
Definitely.
So whether you're sighted or blind, if you know candy.
Definitely, I know the R. I think I know the R. Because I use the wrap from the R to make it look like my teeth got knocked out.
What?
Yeah.
I know what he means.
Yeah. Like, what I do, I take the wrapper off the R candy. And I use it, and I place it on my mouth. So when I go talk to people, I just go, "Hey, Dana, how you doing? How you doing?"
What are you talking about?
It looks like it's missing teeth.
I understand that, but that's on R. R was a box of candy. Box of candy.
Oh, okay. It was a box of candy. Okay, then you got me with the R.
Box of candy.
See, I'm talking about the Reese's cup.
I was not thinking about Reese's cups.
Charles, what I would do.
I don't think was even around when I was a kid. But these two candies are famous wherever you live in this country. And I think they're still around. The J and the R.
What's the R? I know what the J is.
You know what it is.
No, I don't.
You got it for my birthday.
I think.
Off the air, I'll tell you. You're not thinking.
The R is throwing me off.
Yeah, me too.
It starts with R. As far as I know.
Wait, I thought it started with a J.
The first one starts with a J. The first candy starts with a J. The second one with an R.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking.
See,
can
I
you call 407-894-680? Can you tell me the candy I'm thinking about? Whether you're sighted or visually impaired, if you're a new listener, see if you're a new listener knows what I'm thinking about.
See, I would take the Reese candy. Cup. I would take the Reese cup paper off the Reese cup, place it on my mouth, and I go to class. And I sit there and smile at the teacher, and she's, "Oh my God, what happened to your mouth? What happened to your mouth?" And I'd be like, I don't know. It just happened like that. It just came. I don't know what happened." And she's like, "I'm gonna have to call your mother. Don't call my mom. Don't call my mom. Cause my mama don't need to know that happened."
Wow.
Yeah.
Two boxes of candy that have been around for a long time. And J is my favorite. And the R. Those are two boxes I used to go to. And whether you're sighted or blind, you must know that candy. The R is chocolate. So that's, I'm not telling you what's inside. And the first one is not chocolate. I'll tell you that now.
Was it
famous? That's with a J.
Was it in the movie Forrest Gump?
You know what? I don't know. Okay. I remember Forrest Gump. I love the movie. I saw it quite a few times, but I don't remember.
Only reason being because you said it was chocolate. So life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
I know, but I wasn't. No, that these two are. These two have boxes, small boxes. I used to, when I was a kid, it cost me a nickel a box, and now it must be a dollar a box.
Any more grandparent stories?
I guess not. Nobody's calling in for grandparents or grandchildren. But the box of candy, everybody should know what I'm talking about.
Okay, so I got
407-894-1680.
I got a call on the phone line. Howie Del Rey. He said he wanted to see if we on the same wavelength with this candy.
Can he win?
I think he's good to go. Let's see. Yep.
He's on the list.
No, he just won the beginning of this month.
Okay, well, he could still say hi.
He still might say hi.
Okay, all right. You ready? Here we go. All right, so Howie, how you doing, Howie?
Hey, guys.
Listen, Howie. You can speak and say hi, but you can't give the answer because it hasn't been 30 days. It hadn't been 30 days yet.
I just want to guess the candies. That's all right.
Okay.
Mike, Lynn, Charles?
Hello.
Yeah.
He just want to guess the candy because he think he got it.
Okay. Right. Can't win a prize, but you can see if he got, see if he's on the same wavelength as me. Okay.
You can give the prize to somebody else. That's okay. The R has got to be Raisinette.
That's correct. R is Raisinette. That's right. What's a J?
Juju's.
Nope, that's not it. You didn't get it.
All right, well, I couldn't
get half of it. That's all. That's the R. You didn't get the J.
I turned 82 yesterday. I thought I'd tell you that.
Wait, say that again?
What'd you say, what?
Ronald Isley turned 82 yesterday.
Oh, Isley turned 82 yesterday.
Yeah.
Wow.
And there were three brothers. There was a fourth one at one point. He's gone, but the other two are still alive. But Ronald Isley is still performing, and he turned 82.
Oh, I thought he passed away. To be honest with you, I thought he passed away.
No,
Ronald.
Birthday was May 21st. Yeah.
Oh, no.
They announced it yesterday. That's how I know.
Oh, okay. All right. Thanks for calling in. Thank you for calling in.
Okay. We'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you. Appreciate it. So he got part of it, but he didn't get all of it. Anybody else has a try? Think you know? R, I think you know the J.
He gave
Parmenant.
So
he
gave R. R was the Raisinets.
Right. But don't keep on saying. Maybe somebody won't know, hear it. They'll call in. They won't get the R.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's a good one. You got me. I think I know the J, but I'm not sure. Because
it's my favorite candy to this day. I still love it.
Oh, I know what it is.
Not good for your teeth, but it's great.
I know what it is.
It's Juicy Fruit.
Correct. Nope. That's it. Well, you gave the answer.
Yeah.
All right.
Chris, you blew it.
Yeah.
No, Juicy Fruit is a gum, isn't it? That's not candy.
Oh,
No, not a gum. That's it. That was the answer.
No, Juicy Fruit was a candy.
I don't know about that, but the candy that you love was called Juicy Fruit. That's the candy that I used to love, Juicy Fruit. It's called Juicy Fruit in a box. Juicy Fruit. And the other one's called Raisinets.
Wait, hold, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. You telling me there was a candy named Juicy Fruit?
Correct.
Hold on. I got to Google this one. You got me with this because I thought Juicy Fruit is gum.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Juicy Fruit was gum.
As far as I know.
Michael, are you talking about jujube?
No, I'm talking about Juicy Fruit. Anybody disputes me, I'm telling you, can look it up. Juicy Fruits. It's probably the number one candy back in my day. Box of Juicy Fruits.
Well, I know you old, but goodness.
Juicy Fruits. It's still around. Lynn got them.
No, it's not. It's can't. It's gum, Mike.
It's not gum.
It's a yellow box.
It's a, Lynn said it's a yellow box. I don't know. I'm blind. I can't. Don't know what the color is now. But it's a yellow box called Juicy Fruit. That's my favorite flavor. And Raisinets was second.
There's some fish here looking online.
Okay. All right. I see it. I see it. It's J-U-J-Y Fruits. Juju Fruit.
Yeah, it's Juju Fruit.
It's not. It's called Juicy. No, you're getting it.
No, you're not saying it right.
What? It's, I know how to say it. It's Mike. It's Juicy Fruit.
It was in a yellow box.
Yeah.
Had white letters on a red background.
Right.
It's called Juicy Fruit.
Juju Fruit, like I said.
The word is fruit at the end. Juicy Fruit.
Yeah, but.
J U J Y.
Spell J U J Y Fruit.
It's J-U-J-Y Fruit, Michael.
Juicy Fruit.
No.
Juju.
Juju.
Right. And Chris is right about the gum.
I never heard of the gum.
Yep. You never heard of Juicy Fruit gum?
No.
Oh, my God.
Mike, everybody know about Juicy Fruit gum, Mike.
Wow.
First of all, I wasn't allowed because my teeth, I wasn't allowed to have gum.
This is a crazy show, but they're right, and we're and it's Juicy Fruit, J-U-J-Y. Yep.
I thought you, for the sakes of it, I thought you were talking about jelly beans.
No.
All right. I thought he was talking about jawbreakers at first.
All right. So our guest caller had a problem tonight, so he's not able to call in. So why don't we get more people to call in and tell about their stories, what they're going to do.
All right, I got a story right now, not a question.
Well, hold on. First, let's finish this battle right here about this Juicy Fruit that Mike said is a candy, and the Juicy Fruit is a gum. It's Juji Fruit, Juji, J-U-J-Y
right.
Fruit.
Right.
And this candy came out.
Correct.
Okay, I'm not going to go there.
You have a candy out of the room.
I'm looking at it right here. It's J-U-J-Y.
I don't remember it spelled that way.
Well,
it was. Yeah. You were eating stuff and didn't know what you were eating, Michael.
What?
You were eating stuff and didn't know what you were eating.
Here. It was here. Called Juicy Fruits.
There it is. J-U-J-Y-F-R-U-I-T-S.
And it came out
in a little box.
It came out in 1869.
I don't know about 18, that. I had little candies.
1869, this came out, and it came, and it was officially, it was first made in 1920 into a box.
No kidding.
Yes, and it's called Juju Fruit.
But Howie was right. There was another one I used to eat, but I only like the purple ones as a kid. The Juju beans.
I know Juju beans.
Yeah.
That's right. Different than Juju fruit.
Those stick to your teeth too.
He said Juju. What did Howie say? Juju. What did he say?
Juju beans.
And that's another one.
I only like the purple.
I like Juicy Fruits the best. Different flavors. They were very good.
But no more grandparents.
All right.
Stories. I can't believe that.
Another trivia coming up.
Don't forget, we have to vote during our commercial. Why don't we go to break so we can vote? Because it's getting late. Michael.
Yeah, and Carter just stepped in and bumped me and pushed me out.
Okay, we're going to break. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back. Listen to the Blind Meon Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer two new programs, call center specialists and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that, upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representative with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We are definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Charles, you're up.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, under the big top tonight, we have a special event going on. Drum roll, if you would, please. Drum roll. Hello. Drum roll. This is the main event, and we can't get a drum roll. John from Indiana, you have won the special event.
Hey.
A $25 Visa gift card.
So is John's story. John, you won. There's a drum roll. John, in Indiana, you won the $25.
Congratulations.
$25 Visa card is coming your way. Funny story. Funny story about the nickels and quarters.
And his grandchildren will always remember, just like he
nickels and quarters.
His grandfather. That's what's nice about
funny
it.
Funny story.
And by the way, Sheila, we loved your story about the bagel. I can't even say it.
Yeah, you came in second.
Seagull, it's a bagel.
Yeah.
That was cute. Very cute. Hey.
So, folks, let me ask you a question. You heard my stories.
No more calls.
You heard my candy stories. You have a story? You have any candy that you enjoy? Call in and say the initial of the candy. And see, if I can guess it, you don't win. But if I can't guess it, then you do win. So that's here. I'll throw again. If you call in with a candy, you tell me the initial, and if I don't get it, you win.
They better call fast.
But you got to call quick.
We're going off the air.
407-894-1688.
I have Sherry on the phone line, and she says she was confused about the story of the grandparents. But she wants to know, is it okay for her to tell her story about her grandparents?
Yeah, but the prize is over.
She already gave the prize, but she's welcome to tell a story. But before we take Sherry, I just want to make sure I remind everybody that next week, please join us with co-host Gary Sinclair on our annual Memorial Day weekend show. And Peter Durante will be joining us in the first hour. And also Peter Cusciave will be joining us the second hour from Spectrum Communications. So I hope you join us.
All right.
And think this way right now. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Are you ready?
We got ready.
Sherry on the phone line. Sherry, you can tell your story. We already got a winner, but you can still tell your story.
That's fine. I didn't call to tell it to win anything. My grandmother lived with us for many years. When I was a teenager going to high school, I went to public school instead of the school for the blind. I had to get a lot of my books recorded, and a lot of times they didn't have them recorded. My grandmother had probably an elementary school education, and she was from the South, but she loved to read. So what I would do is bring her my biology books, my physics book, my history book, anything I didn't have already on tape, and say, Granny, could you read these chapters to me and record them? And she learned to use my cassette recorder, and she would read my chapters for me, and I would listen to them when she was done reading them. And when I graduated from high school, I told her that she should go through the line with me because she's one of the reasons I graduated and got straight A's.
Wow. That's
a beautiful story.
Yeah, that's my story. So I just wanted to tell you. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was a beautiful story. Beautiful story. Beautiful story. I clapped. A beautiful story.
Never told us that
story. I like that story. Okay. Thank you for sharing it with us. Thank you, Sherry.
Next week, Sherry. Okay. Join us.
Thank you.
Okay. Company next Sunday.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
And thank you all for listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. And if you out there are listening, you want to share sometimes anything with us, we're here for you.
Call in
407-894-1688. It's nice to hear from you.
All right, I got a first-time caller on the phone line from Orlando, Florida. You ready?
We're ready.
All
right, this is Alice from Orlando, Florida. I think she's calling in for you to guess the candy. Is that right, Alice?
That's correct.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Let's see what Alice got. Let's see if she can stump Mike. Mike, you ready?
Yep.
All right.
Now, it's got to be a candy. It's got to be a candy in the candy store. You can't make this thing up that nobody never heard of it.
Well, I'm on my way to the grocery store right now to get it from my husband. He's craving it.
Okay, what's the initials? What's the initial?
W.
W?
Oh,
yes.
Goodness.
W. W. Okay, is it Walter? I get three chances. Walter?
A candy named Walter?
Yeah.
No.
Wait, there's a candy named Walter?
I never heard of it.
Okay. All right.
I'm out of a W.
That's one. Ooh, I think I know what they are. Okay, go ahead, Mike.
I know.
You help me. Who's going to get me? Okay, Charles, help me.
No, because he might know.
Mike, you got to give your three chances, Mike.
That's right. I want her to win.
She's done me.
I want her to win. She's
going to win. I'm going to make sure she wins. What is it, Charles?
Are you done?
Yeah.
Whitman's.
Oh, my God.
Whitman chocolates?
Yeah. That was the W.
Alice, is it Whitman's chocolate?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Is the answer Whitman chocolates?
No.
Oh, no.
Okay. All right, so what's the answer? You just won yourself a $10 gift card at Subway. No. Maybe you're from Orlando. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue. Sonny's Barbecue is coming your way. $10 gift card. What's the name?
All right. You want the name of it?
Wait, what is it? Wobble.
Please.
No.
Okay.
All right, so what is it? You just want...
It's a Werther's.
Okay.
Werther's?
Oh, my gosh.
Werther's. I never heard of it.
Yeah.
Werther's candy.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes.
That's good candy.
Oh, they're hard candy. They're hard candies. My wife said they're hard candy.
Yeah, they come in a bag.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Good job, Alice.
Well,
thank you.
Okay, so you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Give your name and address, and thank you for being a first-time caller. Keep on listening.
All right. I will. Thank you.
Alice, hold on one moment. Hold on one moment, Alice.
All right.
See, it pays to listen to the blind. See, it pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Hi, Alice.
Thanks. Her name is Alice?
I think so.
Alice. I knew an Alice when I went to school. Alice. One
that
Alice in my class.
8 hours. Uh-huh.
You know, that's one name you don't hear much of, Alice. I'm going to do a show next week, the week after, on names, just names. Unusual names. No. Names of the kids. Like, in my day, everybody was named Debbie, Arlene, Joanne. Carol was a big name.
57.
Yeah, big names.
Ruth.
Not many roots.
That's a little bit. That's the other this generation before us.
Before us. Debbie, very popular. Steve, everybody's name is Steve, or Michael, or Robert, or Bob.
Now you don't
Kenny.
Have to do a show on it. You're doing all the names now.
No, but I'm going to name it, do a show of names, unusual names.
Well, thank you, Charles, for joining us tonight on this unusual show.
Well, thank you for having me.
It was fun. It was very light and fun, except for the first hour was serious. Yep. And congratulations to John out there in Indiana. That's a great story about your grandparents. And
I like the story. You know what? I like the story when she called in about her grandmom, Sherry Brun from Orlando.
That was a good story.
That was a good story.
Nice.
And the girl, the woman that called in about the candy for her husband, Al, is that her name, Alice?
Mm-hmm. Alice.
Alice. Not Alan. She was a woman. Alice.
I said Alice.
Oh, you did say Alice? Alice.
No, she said Alice. Matter of fact, I was on the phone with her, and she told me that she wrote a play called The Blind Barber and Five Hairstylists about 3 years ago here in the Orlando area.
Oh.
Oh, tell her. She should call back
and tell that story.
Oh.
Well, no.
We'd like to have her.
Yeah, but we got to come on because it's that time mark now, Mike.
I know.
I'm saying she should come back some other time at
Alice,
the show.
If you're listening, call back next Sunday.
Yeah, next Sunday be on the show.
Okay. All right.
All right. That's it. We're saying good night, folks.
Thanks, everybody.
Hope you enjoyed today's show.
Night,
thank you, Charles, for being with us tonight. Thank you, Chris. And you folks, don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Love you all. Thanks for listening.
Talking about some juicy fruit as dumb as candy. Who told you that, Mike? Good night.
What was that?
You talk about juicy fruit as candy. It's not candy. That's gum.